Hello, hello, hello. Want to welcome all the new subscribers and the old subscribers. If you've gotten unsubscribed, mysteriously people are being unsubscribed, to just subscribe again. And let's turn to Genesis chapter 3. And while you're looking there, I just wanted to read something out of Warren B. Smith. There's a lot of Warrens running around, but he's the good one, Warren B. Smith. And this is just a little leaflet you can get at the Lighthouse Trails, but I'm just going to read a couple of things in here about what I think is happening today. And it's so important that we see the Bible as relevant. It's not just, it's an old, dusty book, but no, it's all in there for a reason. And I like this book. It's called The Big Picture, How the World and the Church Are Being Deceived. 10 Spiritual Devices, Warren B. Smith. And we're just going to go through one of them. But if you want to get this, and you can read them all. But I was done with my message, and then I started reading this, and I thought, this is really important, what he said here in the beginning. 2 Corinthians 2:11 says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we're not ignorant of his devices. And there was an article that he quotes in here, and it says, going the wrong direction. So even though I was done with my message, I read this, I thought this is going to fit perfectly because, well, let me read the article first. The article was about hikers who ended up getting lost and even dying as a result of their stepping off an established trail in Yosemite National Park. And the subheading read, it just takes one misstep for even the most experienced hikers to go missing. It's called the cascade effect, a catchy name for the way one mistake leads to another, and a quick explanation for how a biker who takes one step off an established trail is one step closer to trouble. The article goes on. Park rangers and search and rescue experts say that hundreds of hikers take that one wrong step each year. The key, they say, is where that next step takes them, back to the trail or further down a perilous path. So now you think about that spiritually. One step off of the narrow path, one more step. And I was thinking when I got born again in the 70s and how I took one step into the Word of Faith message and how I thought that was the real. I mean, just think of how hungry we were. We all wanted the Lord, and we still do. And I still see so many people that are taking the wrong steps, and they're going down different paths, and they think they're on the right trail because of what they've been told and what they've been taught. And he goes on to say, for those who know their Bible and endeavor to keep God's word, it is of the utmost importance to not be deceived into stepping off the narrow way onto a perilous broadway that leads to destruction. We're warned that he can come, the enemy, as an angel of light and his ministers as ministers of righteousness. So he comes as an angel of light. We're not to be ignorant. And we're also to bring his plans. They have to be reproved. So we have to bring his plans to the light. A lot of people don't want to hear about the enemy's plans. But we're supposed to know our enemy. And if you know your enemy and you know what he's doing, you're empowered to not go down that path. So God has a plan, and the enemy has a plan. God has a plan, the plan of salvation, but the devil has a plan too, a plan of destruction. Again, we're not to be ignorant of this deceptive plan and its accompanying devices. Why? Lest Satan get an advantage of us and we're suddenly finding ourselves on the path to the Antichrist, rather than the path to Jesus Christ. Think about that. It all starts with one step. One step going down into false teachings, following the wrong minister. All of Satan's devices are designed to accomplish one major objective, to get his man, Antichrist, into position. The prophet Daniel warned that the Antichrist will have a deceptive peace plan and by peace shall destroy many. Daniel 8:25. So this is important. We don't want to take the wrong steps. And just the first spiritual device that he talks about here, and that's the only one I'm going to mention from this book, is putting unwarranted trust in people. The step that many of us took in the wrong path is because a minister led us there. And we thought that they were preaching the word to us. And just one quote from him, this paragraph I'm going to take out. "The same device of putting unwarranted trust in people rather than the word of God can also be seen in the church today." And not only in the church, but also political stuff. We always think somebody's going to come and save us. Jesus is our Savior. Amen. Remember that. Just because a friend or relative has been a Christian for years doesn't mean that their endorsement of a particular pastor, teacher, book, or spiritual practice should be accepted without any questions. The Bible warns us not to put undue trust in a friend or a guide. Rather than, we are to try the spirits, 1 John 4:1, and rightly divide the word of truth regarding whether we're reading it, experiencing it, or being told. 2 Timothy 2:15, like the Bereans, we are to search the scriptures daily to see if these things are really so. Acts 17:11, trusting other people and not the word of God is one of Satan's many deceptive devices. And this is Malachi 7:5, trust you not in a friend. Put you not confidence in a guide. That's amazing, isn't it? Because sometimes we thought that we had a friend and they really weren't a friend, they were a Judas. And if you haven't experienced it, I hate to say, you eventually will, because that's why it's in the Bible. So you don't fall, get weary, discouraged, because people are people. So open, please, to Genesis chapter 3. And again, we're staying on that, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we're not ignorant of his devices. That word devices actually means his plots. His planned evil, his inventions. So we're not to be ignorant of them. And here we start seeing the first time, and I want to talk a little bit about gaslighting. Again, I have a few messages, a couple on gaslighting. It's a term that's really used a lot today, and a lot of people don't realize what it is. Gaslighting first happened in the book of Genesis, right here. And we're going to talk about what that is, because we're being gaslit right now all over the place. And if you don't know the truth, you're not going to know that you're being deceived to take that one step off that path, that you're listening to the wrong people, going down another path that could have some really bad consequences in the future. Sometimes it doesn't seem like much happens when you go off a couple degrees, but if you keep going down that path, it's going to take you to paths of destruction that we don't want. But here in Genesis, we see that the serpent in verse 1 was more subtle than any of the beasts of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said. Right away, yea, hath God said. Always questioning reality. This is what gaslighting is. You have a reality, somebody comes and tries to say, that's not true. That's not true. An example now, you're healthy. People say, you're not healthy. You're not healthy. So what, where's all this going to lead? It's leading two steps to another agenda. Yes. Now you have to know that 2030 is coming, Agenda 2030, but we're in the 2020s now, and it's just that moving into the 30s. It's transitioning period. We're in the transition years. I wasn't going to get into this, but maybe I will. We just got in our newspaper the Minnesota Climate Action Plan, and every state will have one. Yes. And I shared a couple weeks ago about Agenda 2030, which people think, oh, that's just not going to happen where I live. Well, the state's climate action plan are the exact same sustainable things that are going on. And for our state, you can, and of course, you can always find it at climate.minnesota@state.min.us. But the final plan that's coming out this summer will contain new recommendations for changes that would slash the heat-trapping greenhouse gases Minnesotans are pumping into a choked atmosphere.
Oh my gosh.
So it's your fault. This is one thing you're going to find out about when you're being... I have to be careful here. So anyway, they're saying after 6 months after the United Nations, the Code Red for Humanity, of course, they talk about the trends, and then they say the roadmap highlights six areas for action, and these are the same that I talked to you a couple weeks ago. Transportation, land, resilient communities, clean energy, what does all this stuff mean? Healthy and more equitable communities, and a low-carbon economy, growing green jobs. It calls for upgrading the electrical grid to integrate more renewable energy, building out the network of electric vehicle charging stations, and increasing investments in the lower carbon biofuels and non-motorized transportation, such as cycling or bikes. Remember I told you? Now, and they also want agriculture to decrease by 25% by 2035. In other words, that's the amount of fertilizer that can be used. And on it goes. But just so you know that these action plans are in every state. And no one's talking about it. But they're going to transition from the 2020s now into the 2030s, maybe 35 and all the way up to 50. They're saying that we're going to see more change in our lifetime now than we've ever seen. I mean, these changes are happening now. So you have to know what is going on. You have to know what the reality really is. You have to know if someone's gaslighting your reality. Because otherwise, you're going to end up being so confused and you're going to follow the wrong voice. Yeah. The Bible tells us in these end times that the world is going to get worse and worse. Evil men, they're not going to get better. They're going to get worse, right? But if you know what's going on, you're empowered. There is such a freedom when you know what's happening and you know what you really can do and what you can't do, and rather than letting other people just always telling you what's going on, if you know what I'm saying. So anyway, here they're being gaslit here. He said, "Yea, hath God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" Question mark. And she said, "Oh yeah." The woman said unto the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, you're not going to die. You shall not surely die." Now, this is the same thing. God tells us, he gives us his commandments. He tells us what to do with our bodies. He tells us to live holy. And then the enemy comes in, and what does he do? He wants you to rebel against what the Bible says. His devices have not changed. But we were taught, really, we have authority over the devil. There really isn't a devil. Basically, he was never talked about much in our churches. So you don't realize what's going on. We lived all our life in church buildings all the time. We had no idea all this climate stuff was happening because we weren't involved in our communities. We were just having church seven times a week, right? We lived there. So anyway, you shall not eat of it, lest you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die, for God doth know in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as God. Well, they shall be opened, but they're opening to things God didn't want us to know. There's evil things. There's still stuff that I do not want to know, what's going on, and the abuse of children. There's just some stuff you just, it's just too hard to take, right? Well, it says here, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. They didn't know evil then. And now, because their eyes and their disobedience and their rebellion, they knew evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise, here we go with Gnosticism, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and also gave unto her husband with he, and he did with her, and he did eat. Interesting. So what happens here? Satan makes Eve question what she'd heard God say about the tree of knowledge. And basically says her recall is wrong. Now, what is gaslighting? We're going to talk about it a little bit, where it came from. Some of you already know this. But this is really important for the day that we live in right now, to keep your sanity. This is gaslighting, what the devil did to Eve right here, what the serpent did, causing Eve to doubt the reality of what she knew to be true. She knew what God said. She knew it, and then he came and he cast doubt upon that. And she knew what God said to be real and true. So what happened? She started listening to the wrong voice. She took that step off the path. She started listening to the wrong voice. How easy it is for us to get off track, isn't it? So Satan distorted Eve's reality to feed her lies to control her and put her in a state of confusion. Today, our reality is being canceled. Today, our voices are being silenced. He implanted false information. And why did he implant false information? The same reason we're getting false information today for us, to deceive us. But God said, you don't have to be deceived. Satan manipulated the truth, and he's still doing it today. It's hard when something, and you even listen to someone, and they're 90% truth tellers, but that 10%, it's, I like to call them controlled opposition, because they say everything right, but you know how you know it's controlled opposition? Nothing ever changes. Nothing changes. They might say they're going to do this, this, and that. Nothing ever changes. So the term gaslighting comes from this 1944 movie Gaslit, starring all these people, but it was based on a 1938 play Gaslight. I don't want to get into all that. But the whole thing was that this guy, a woman named Paula, moves in with her new husband to her family home after the murder of her aunt, a rich opera singer. Paula begins to witness strange things, like a picture disappearing, things disappearing. A brooch was gone missing, and the gas lights were dimming. In other words, he was shutting down the lights, but she would say, the lights are dimming. Oh, no, they're not. So her husband convinces her that the incidents are either caused by her or never happened. That's what it means by gaslighting. He's lying. He's a manipulator. He's emotionally abusing her to make her think that her reality is wrong. Now, this doesn't happen overnight, but it happens over a long period of time. Yes. The enemy doesn't do everything right away, but he likes to brainwash people, and he likes to gaslight them over a long period of time. He uses Paula's supposed mental issues to justify his efforts to further sequester in the house, in other words, isolate her. This is a main thing I've seen, is the devil wants to isolate people. He wants people not to get together. He wants them not to freely fellowship. Fear. In the end, we learn that he had murdered Paula's aunt and had developed an elaborate plan to discredit Paula to her own mind so that he could freely search the house for her aunt's jewels. So here we see the whole basis of what gaslighting is, and we're hearing it a lot in the news today. We're being gaslit, and a lot of people go, I don't know what that means. Well, there's other names for gaslighting. You could call it manipulation. You could call it lying, bearing false witness against your neighbor. That's one of the commandments. We're not supposed to be lying to our neighbor. So gaslighting, someone tries to convince you that what you feel, think, believe, and perceive isn't true. This stuff that happened 2 years ago now, it was going to take 2 weeks to get rid of, right? Because I've done research, I knew some stuff was coming, and nobody wants to believe you. Right. Everybody wants to, it's just so hard to be a watchman that nobody wants to listen to. And then I know a lot of you feel the same way. Jesus was doing that to his disciples. He was trying to tell them what was going to happen, and he had to die and rise again. Finally, you know what he said? He told his disciples, sleep on. Yeah. Sometimes you just have to tell people, you know what? Sleep on. Some people don't want to get the end game because they don't want you to wake them up from their movie.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
But we're talking master manipulation here and brainwashing. And you have to remember, Satan is the master manipulator. Gaslighting can occur through many different platforms. Through the media. They have laws that are passed.
Oh, yeah.
That they can do what they're doing. Media platforms, political propaganda, the so-called right and left paradigm to get everybody fighting and dividing. You have relatives you'll never talk to because that plan worked, didn't it, to divide you? Political propaganda, so-called science, Now there's science that who knows where the statistics are really based on. Anybody can have data.
Yeah.
Anybody can do a survey, especially if you're hiring someone to do something. They're going to give you the numbers they want. So how do we know these numbers are true?
Exactly.
When you're being gaslit, you don't ask questions. When you're in your own sanity, you start questioning everything. You start questioning, you wonder who's behind this, not to the point of being fearful, but to the point of being wise. Because we live in a day where these steps are being taken now for a lot of things to happen. And too many people are not asking questions.
Right.
They're not even thinking. I mean, you can go to a restaurant, but when you sit down, I'm not going to go into all of this because I don't want to get in trouble here, but you go and you sit down, you're fine, but the moment you stand up, you got it. These things make absolutely no sense.
Nope.
They never have. Gaslighting can occur through all these different platforms. Doctors and religious leaders. These are people that we thought we could trust.
Yeah.
Are there any people we can trust? Well, you have to test them.
Yeah.
I used to be the most naive. I didn't think anybody ever, if they're a Christian especially, they were just the best. And people would always say, you think people are, you can't get, you're going to have to wait to heaven to get what you think. And I thought, well, everybody's saved now. We all want the same thing. We all love the Lord. Shouldn't we all be on the same page? Lots of division, isn't there? Gaslighting also goes down to one parent that turns their children against the other parent. They tell lies so that that kid would like them better than the other. Don't put your kids through that. These people that gaslight their children, they think they're winning. You know what? You're going to have a mess on your hands because you are a manipulator and you're going to have a little miss manipulator yourself because they'll copy you. And if you lie to them, they're going to lie too,
yeah.
Right? In other words, all Satan's apples have worms. So don't go down those paths. They lie and withhold information. They pit people against each other. Why? So that you'll follow the agenda.
Yeah.
There's agendas happening now. And people that didn't even believe it starting to say, wow, maybe there is some things going on now.
Yeah.
It's all about power and control. The victims slowly mistrust their own perceptions. All of a sudden they doubt themselves.
Yeah.
Then they start thinking, wow, I am confused. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe think about this whole gaslighting thing. When you're being tricked and the lights go down, you know, well, you tell someone else, oh, no, I didn't see that. After a long period of time of being gaslit, confusion sets in. Anxiety sets in. Fear sets in. People today are afraid. There's fear like never before because of a lot of the stuff that's going on now. Gaslighting is common today, not allowing the abuser to be questioned. In a lot of different platforms. To not believe the pastor is sinful, and now they say it's touching God's anointed. You can't question. You're supposed to be loyal to your Bible. And if a minister preaches something that's not true, and this is the hard part because they all throw scriptures in. Everybody throws scriptures in. And now, and I even got an article on this about 6 months ago, just tell stories in your pulpit.
Yeah.
So now storytelling, you don't need to really preach the Bible. And then they have seminars that I could go to how to tell stories. How to tell a story to captivate your audience. Well, guess what? People are doing it now. They're not preaching the Bible. They're preaching their little stories. And guess what? Their stories are all about them. I am so tired of ministers. All they do is talk about themselves. That narcissistic spirit that we went through. And then they say, well, don't judge.
Yeah.
Don't judge. You're supposed to question.
Yeah.
You should judge your food. If it's rotten, are you going to eat it? You're going to pay the price if you eat rotten food. You're going to get food poisoning. Then there's political lying. And then the media backs up the stories.
Yeah.
And then the fact checkers are put in place to tell the truth. Whose truth?
Yeah,
whose truth? Another name for gaslighting would be a deceiver, a manipulator, control freaks. In today's world, it means doublespeak. You speak on both sides of your mouth. I had to counsel this guy once. He was, I don't know what his problem was, but he kind of went off and he started just telling us, my wife is two people. She's one way with one group of people, and then at home she's totally different, blah, 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 blah. And at first I thought maybe he was, you know, I mean, he's a little different. But then I started thinking, you know what? There's a lot of people like that. You don't really know who the real person is because they double speak. They can mirror you. They can act like you. They can say the right Christian stuff. But then when they go home, they're totally different people. So doublespeak, it distorts actual meanings and pretends to communicate, but actually doesn't. You speak out of both sides of your mouth. It's used to deceive, to misrepresent the truth, gobbledygook, to push the narrative. It makes the bad seem good, the negative to seem positive. Some of these rules and these agendas are written out so flowery, it sounds so wonderful, you don't realize what they're coming after. What are they coming after? Your freedom, your land, your money, all these different things and these agendas, you'll find out, whoa, the America that we have known is going to be a lot different in the next 10 years.
Yeah.
It avoids, shifts, and denies responsibility. And I think if they're going to do it, they should be honest about it. Yeah. People need to know the truth. Even if we don't like hearing about it, none of us do, it's going to affect our lives. And so we shouldn't have double speak. We shouldn't have politicians that lie to us, that tell us, well, if I get in office, I'm going to put this person in jail. Nothing happens. Nothing changes. Nothing happens. Wake up, people. It's just like they tell you this and that. Has your taxes changed?
Yeah.
Has anything changed? Yeah, it's gotten up, right? Well, when I get in office, I promise to lower your taxes. We call that Hoya. Oh, doublespeak, coined by George Orwell in his 1984 novel. He says, language that disguises, distorts, or reverses meanings to further an agenda. Because if you knew the agenda, you wouldn't go for it.
Exactly.
Right? If this guy in this movie let his wife know he killed his aunt, the aunt, and he wanted her money, she wouldn't have went for it. So he had to disguise, he had to manipulate, he had to make her look like the crazy one. But he was the one that was the crazy one, right? Don't lose your mind over the crazies out there. This happens all the time, but because we haven't been taught to think, we haven't been taught to judge things, we haven't been taught, now, where's this data? Who are these people? Where's this coming from? Why is this, what happened to our world? It's all about mind games.
Yep.
Again, used by dictators. This is not new. How to bring down countries. Narcissists. Narcissists have no compassion and love for people. And I see a lot of narcissistic politicians and religious leaders. If you repeat a lie often enough, it becomes accepted as the truth.
Yeah.
So what do we hear on the media? Over and over and over. We're in this together. We're in this together. We're in this together. How many times did you hear this stuff? It's brainwashing to get people to stop thinking for themselves. What am I saying? The Bible says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Amen.
The battle is for your mind. Let me give you just a pattern of gaslighting or lying, misleading, trickery, conning, and cheating. Remember, we are not to bear false witness against our neighbor. First is lie and exaggerate. When people are getting tricked, they're being lied to. Second, repeat. Keep repeating the first lie over and over and over again, so eventually that lie is believed. right? Control the conversations. Dominate the relationships or the culture. Escalate when challenged. When called out for their lies, the deceiver uses denial and blame and sows doubt and confusion, just like he did in the Garden of Eden. Doubt. Did God really say that? You're not going to die. He sows confusion. Number four, what happens when people are being gaslit? They're worn out. The victims get tired. They become discouraged. They become anxious. They become very fearful. It's so sad to see older people now so fearful, yeah, just to even go outside, isn't it?
Yes.
Learn the signs. Deception and brainwashing takes time. It's done slowly over time, and people let go of reality and accept someone else's reality. You now live in a constant state of confusion. Who's telling the truth? Is this person telling the truth? Is this preacher telling the truth? Or is that they both contradict each other. Have you ever heard so much confusion?
Yeah.
Which preacher's telling the truth? I mean, are you not supposed to believe in these experiences of people going to heaven? Are you supposed to have one?
Yeah.
You have to do your own research. I was at a point in time where I was taught all this stuff, and I went with it. Man, people are still telling me, they're like, this video, you mentioned so-and-so. It's like, we got to go through our old videos again and get rid of some more. It was ingrained in me. It was ingrained in us for year after year after year, all this stuff. And now to come out of it, it's almost like you get your sanity back. But you were so programmed and brainwashed that this was God and this was the glory and this was the path, this is the prophetic and this was faith. All this stuff, and that's, you're taught over and over. You spend your whole life in church, and then you find out that guy went to heaven seven times? Nah. I fell for it, but then after I started studying these visitations and how the visitation that he had changed the Bible. Because now this new vision, this revelation, I don't need to pray. I just send my angels out. That was one of them. No, that's... So I was confused for a while. I had to totally go back and restudy everything and...
Start over,
exactly. Because you start believing a lie. You start thinking that's what faith is. Oh, I just must not have enough. Now they're saying healthy people are unhealthy. You won't go there. I'm just adding just a few. I hope it makes sense, but I have to be careful. Any free will is considered selfish. Do this for your neighbor. And you know what? This is just the beginning of some of this. Because of some of the documents that I read, they're going to try to tell you that if you have land, if you have a yard, you're selfish. You need to be in a smart city. You don't. Who are you to have land?
Right.
This is conditioning. This is conditioning. Just preparing you for where we've been, but where we're going. Any free will is considered selfish. Remember, God gave us a free will, and the devil wants to take it away. He wants to be a controller and a manipulator. What's the long-term effects of people under all this trauma and anxiety? They get depressed.
That's right.
And they lose their hope. We have more teenagers now that are committing suicide than ever has ever been recorded in history because they don't think they have a future. They don't know how to meet people. They don't know how to have fun. Political gaslighting. What do? They hide and they downplay what the administration has done wrong. They set in executive orders that you have no idea what they mean. They discredit and demonize opponents. Back in the 60s and stuff, they never if someone was running against the other side, at least they were friendly. Now it's like these debates are just, I don't even know why people would watch them. they just discredit and demonize. I mean, it's just, it's a different world we live in, isn't it?
Yeah.
They use controversy to divert attention from important events. What's really going on when you see a movie star slap another one? What's really going on in all these different, there's laws being passed. There's things that are happening behind the scene. I always go, what's really going on? Don't get gaslit. Start thinking for yourself. Start questioning things. We live in a matrix. And we have to find out what the truth is. Jesus is the truth. And here's the good news. Once you separate the truth from their lies, they lose power over you. When you see what's going on, you're not afraid. You see what's coming. You see what's happening. Because God, he told us, he gave us the Bible to prepare.
Yes.
Not to be afraid, not to live in fear, but to be prepared. He told his disciples before he left, before I come, there's going to be famines. There's going to be wars. There's going to be rumor. He said that to prepare us.
Yes.
I don't like it either. I mean, I thought we'd be long gone before this stuff started happening, didn't you? Now we have a front row seat to the end times. Just a little more. Gaslighting is a persistent brainwashing that causes a victim to doubt themselves. Victims are shamed and punished. You shame your neighbor. You shame. All this stuff is starting to come back again. Remember I told you that things were not really going to go away? They're coming back for the fall. Jesus was lied about, falsely accused, blamed, and insulted. But you know what? He didn't allow him to manipulate him. He knew the truth. The Pharisees were always attacking him. They always told lies. They always tried to gaslight him. They said he was full of Beelzebub and the demons. You know what? He knew who he was. He knew what his mission was. And they tried to push him off a cliff. Jesus went right through the midst of them. Until our assignment's done, the devil can't take us out. We have an assignment. We're called to tell people truth, not lies, not agendas, but know that the battle that you're in right now is for your mind. And the enemy wants to deceive us. We don't want to take those little steps off the narrow path. Because now they're saying, oh, you know, the culture's changing and this guy has a fantasy. Maybe he wants to be, I'll just make this up, a rabbit today. Okay, let's all play along. Hi, rabbit. Hi, rabbit. They want us to go along with all the stuff they're doing in their culture. And a lot of people are doing it. They're taking those steps. Okay, well, if that's what they want to do, if that's who they want to be. And you don't realize that the world has come into the church now. Started off as we're going to reach the unchurched. No, they weren't. They didn't reach the unchurched. The church got worldized. A new word. The world came in. Jesus didn't commit himself unto them, the Pharisees, in John 2:24. Many believed in him because of the miracles that they saw. He didn't follow them. He didn't let them get him off track. And I just want to say to preachers, leaders, whatever, it doesn't matter how many people leave. If you're telling the truth, if they leave, make new friends.
That's right.
We've all had to do it. They don't want to hear it. We'll see ya. We're called to do what we have. We have a little window to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you so much for you that are helping me get these YouTubes out, because we have a little window.
Yeah.
And we don't know how long that's going to be. But he didn't believe in these people, because he knew all men, in verse 25, and he needed not that any should testify of man, because he knew all men. He knew they were fickle. He knew they were only following him for the miracles and the signs, right? And that's how people are. So we have to make sure that we're following the Lord. Our heart is trusting in him. People come and people go. It's sad. It is sad. But not everybody's going to be on the same page, because a lot of people are brainwashed. A lot of people are being gaslit, and they think if something is on the news, it has to be true. How do you live in a culture when this stuff is going on? Be aware of what you know to be true. First of all, for as far as preaching and stuff goes, nowhere does the Bible say you're going to go to heaven and take trips. They're all doing it. They have TV shows. Someone sent me, you sent me some stuff. I was like, really? This guy has gotten weirder and weirder. It's all about signs and wonders. Follow the signs and the wonders. Know what's true. Once I found out I don't have to follow these prophetic people of what God's saying, what freedom that is. Yeah. It's just so freeing to know that God didn't send these people, yet they ran. So be aware of what you know to be true. You're going to have to research for yourself. You're going to have to find out what truth is. You're going to have to know your Bible for yourself. How do you know if someone's preaching it or not? Because the Bible says the evil will increase. And now they're saying good is evil and evil is good. This is emotional abuse that plagues our society in all different levels and all different degrees. I don't like being emotionally manipulated. I have been in the past. I don't like it. I don't like people that whip you into this and whip you into that. I don't like media that puts fear porn into you. So you have to know your limits, and you have to know, okay, I have to know a little bit what's going on, but you don't have to swallow everything. Test the spirits. Try the spirits. And why is all this going on? Because we're being groomed into the new system. Like it or not. 2020 was the beginning of grooming into Agenda 2030. The goal, control over the population. Not only just America, this is a world. This is a world system that is changing. Infrastructures are changing everywhere. Everything's going digital. Everything is going national ID. Everything is going into things we have never even thought about. So what is grooming? It's to prepare for what is to come. It's about getting them ready and setting them up to enter the next stage of the show. Why do they groom people? To fool them. Know your truth. Lies are used to groom you. Gift giving. When you start getting gifts from the government, don't you think you should kind of question things?
Yeah.
Gift giving to develop trust. It's a war for the mind, beginning in the public education system. I never realized what they're teaching now in school. You have to be aware of what's going on. It's spread through entertainment. The entertainment now is so vile. The songs and the commercials and television, they just spring these agendas right on you. You're watching a movie and boom, there it is. Yeah. And then it's hard to get that out of your mind. It's spread through entertainment and the media. The technocrats understand if they can control the flow of information into your mind, they can presumably control what you ultimately believe to be true. They have perfected their techniques over the past few decades and today effectively influence a huge portion of the population. And lastly, remember, we're talking about the tactics of the enemy. We have a truth crisis. Voices questioning the narrative are being silenced. In the church and out of the church. And it's only just beginning. They want one narrative. They don't want all these other platforms of people. The game is being rigged. Our information is being dished to us to shape our thinking. Once our voices are silenced, think about this. It's going to take a while for them to silence everyone. This isn't going to happen right away, but it's happening. It has been happening, and it'll continue to happening. But once our voices are silenced, the only voices you'll hear are those of the Antichrist.
Sure.
Yeah. Let me say that again. Once our voices are silenced, the only voice you'll hear are those of the Antichrist. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers. We're in a spiritual war. We never can forget it. People cannot make informed decisions in the absence of all sides of the issue. I was really disappointed in this person I thought was a care pastor who took somebody's offense and ran with it, never took the time to hear the other side of the story. To hear, you can't make a decision based on one side of the story. Right. You can't make an informed decision. Same thing with what's going on today, to not hear the other side of stories. So if the enemy can just silence all those voices, you'll only hear one side. And that means what? Conformity and control. You won't. So at this point in time, we still have to think. We still can. Thank God for that. So start questioning things. Ask questions. They don't want you to hear other viewpoints and learn truth for yourselves. Voices are silence that question the agendas of the day, or they demonize you. Someone in my family quit their job because of all these things being pushed, forced on them. And they had an exit interview, and they said, you're saying all this about inclusion, but you don't include me. You're saying all this and that, but you don't include me. She went through point by point about why she left this job she loved, but the agendas were being pushed on her so much. She just said, I'm done. I'm just done. And I thought, wow, isn't that true? Lies are being used to groom you. The whole essence of witchcraft is to control and dominate. God doesn't operate through witchcraft. He tells the truth. But the enemy uses control, manipulation, half-truths, just to see it happening in our world today. And there's so many people that don't get it. They don't get it because they don't want to get it. They're too lazy to research. I don't know. I have no idea. Otherwise, you've been just too brainwashed in the systems that you've been in. And it takes a lot of work to come out of this. When I had to come out of the faith message, I mean, there was a lot of things I saw that I didn't agree with. But still, I was more into the prophetic stuff because I just want all of God. And I still do. I want all of God. But I don't want the false Christ. I don't want the false preaching. And I didn't even know there was such a thing because no one taught the Bible. They taught the Bible, certain scriptures. You never, ever stopped hearing Mark 11:23 and Mark 11:24. I got so sick of that scripture. I'm like, is there anyone else? And just certain ones were always used over and over and over, but all the other scriptures were ignored. And I was like, well, that's in there. This one's in there. So as you come out and you start reading your Bible, that's what you do to get free. You read your Bible and the truth will set you free. And all of a sudden, all this deception starts to leave you. And then when you start seeing that the kings of the earth gathered together against the Lord and his anointed, you see it's happening. The merchants of the earth, Book of Revelations, all these things, they're here, they're in place, and they're happening. We just don't think it's going to affect us. But it is affecting us. And it's affecting our families, and it's dividing. Yes. It's separating. It's demonic. It's evil. People that you love now, you don't even talk to anymore because of all these agendas that have come in and pushed everyone apart. It's the devil working, and we're not ignorant of his devices. And lastly, Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this world. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Because when you see the tactics of the enemy and you know what it is, there's such a freedom. You don't have to be deceived along with a lot of the other people that are being gaslit and brainwashed. You don't have to be. But there's a price to pay. You're going to have to know your Bible, and you're going to have to know, and you're going to have to stand on it. When I came against this false teaching, I couldn't believe how people won't let their false teaching go. They just love that. They just think, if I sow a seed to you, I'm going to get a harvest now. Just this next time. It's just, if I have this, you know, it's just, it's the next one. It's the next one. It's the next one. Yeah. And the only ones profiting are these people on top of the pyramids, yep. Right? I just got so tired of seeing people being lied to. And a lot of people believe that. They really believe that this is truth. So when I've come out of this stuff, it's easy for me to see what's happening in the world because I experienced it in the church with good people, people that love God. But you take one step off that narrow path, and you take another, and you take another, and pretty soon you're in a different Jesus. Yeah. You're into a Jesus that just cares about you and your destiny. It's all about you. Everything is about you. It's not what the Bible says. And the Bible says that we're going to face persecution. People are not ready for persecution. They're being sucked up. You're just so wonderful. You just, oh, God loves you so much. Well, he does, but he doesn't want you to be deceived. That's why hard truth tellers are hard to find, because you can't pay them off to shut up. You can't unfriend them to stop, right? There's a lot of you. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for the other watchmen, the moms, the dads, the business workers. There's so many good people out there that love you. And these are messages to keep us on track, on the narrow path, that we don't take steps that looks just so great, and then you end up getting lost. Then you have to go back and start all over again. So, Father, I pray for those that are backslidden, those that are not right with you, or those that are just in this happy, content place that they just think nothing bad's ever going to happen in America, that we'd see what's really going on now. And then this next couple months, some things that are going to happen and take place again. I just pray, Father, that you'd keep your bride awake, alert. They would not fall asleep. They'd not be discouraged. They won't quit. That they'd stay strong and keep their minds stayed on you. And remember, we do win in the end. Amen. Our final destination is not here. So, Father, keep us all strong. Keep us all healthy. In your name we pray. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison. Hit the bell button to be notified of new messages from her, and be sure to check out her YouTube playlists for other messages that interest you. Go to the livinginhispresence.org website page and click on the messages button on the top center to go see her messages. There are free audio downloads of the messages available also. We are viewer-supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a Give button. Thank you for watching, and see you next time.